I'm Richie Fetzer, WRPR News. College. It's a time for students to pursue an education and get involved in campus activities, to acquire great knowledge and develop skills towards future careers. It is also a time when students may become very stressed while trying to accomplish all of this. As a result, some students turn to alcohol in order to socialize and unwind, even though it may be against campus and state laws. This is true even on the Rampo College campus, and it raises a big issue for everyone, including Allison Noza, a Rampo junior. I'm here in the Rampo atrium where students are eating lunch and relaxing between classes. I spoke to Allison Noza and asked her how many violations she has.
Three, but I got out of the fourth one.
How did you get out of the fourth one?
I cried. They were penalizing me because I had three violations already.
Do the violations and other consequences set by the school ever deter you from drinking?
Now I'm not as ridiculous as I was freshman year when they weren't as strict.
Last year, the consequences for drinking on campus were made more severe. For instance, the fines attributed to each violation were doubled. The first violation used to cost a guilty student $100, but now costs $200. A second violation would cost $200, but now costs $400, and so on. I spoke to Anna Franeschi, the PR representative for Rampo, and asked her what she thought of the heightened violation.
We believe that we're seeing good results. In fact, the number of alcohol violations since last year this time has been cut by half.
I asked Franeschi and Noza how they felt about Rampo Public Safety's role on campus.
We're very supportive of our public safety officers. They work long, hard hours.
Howard Young, a Rampo junior, does not drink. I asked him how he felt about public safety.
I think the role is honestly just, you know, make sure the students are safe.
Franeschi offers an alternative for students to socialize on party nights.
The revenue that's generated from the violations is used to fund various alcohol and drug education programs on campus.
Neither Noza or Young has gone to an alcohol awareness event. I'm Richie Fetzer, WRPR News.